The views and opinions expressed on Geeks Under the Influence are that of the panelists and not of our sponsors, Amazon.com and TeePublic. Parental discretion is advised. Welcome to another episode of GUI Nights.
GUI Nights.
Nights.
All right. Now that the tire's flat.
Yeah.
What's going on, everybody? This is the, yeah.
This is the post, this is like the Halloween hangover episode. This is coming out the week after, the couple
week
days
of November,
after Halloween. Yeah, so we're in November. We're post the best season of the year, spooky season.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the weather's still good, so that's a plus.
Yeah, true.
The sugar hangover is there.
Oh, my God.
Dude, there's a sugar hangover from now to, like, the first of the year, dude. Let's be real.
Fair. Oh, yeah.
Once the candy comes out in September, it stays until January.
That.
And then you get, like, a two-week break for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Just sugar.
I try to make myself feel better by doing baked goods over candy, but
yeah,
it's not, same thing.
It's not really.
Shh.
No.
Shh.
No, I don't let people
for Halloween.
Themselves. Sorry.
Yeah.
For Halloween,
you give out baked goods,
cookies, man. Well, you
give out banana bread, like,
dude,
here's
to trick or treaters.
No, we go to our friend's house who does. She does baking and has food for us there.
If you looked at the nutrition facts of a cookie versus a piece of candy, cookies are actually worse.
Shh.
I'm just saying, man. Facts, brother.
I love living in Egypt. I will float on the Nile.
Your skin complexion does not match with what you're saying. It's kind of like the Maury show where, that doesn't add up.
But I am a fatty. So.
Yeah, not the father.
Eating
not
my
the father,
carbs.
Exactly.
The most tasty at all. Eat carbs.
Ooh, where's Weird Al?
That's the song that goes in my head whenever I eat freshly baked bread.
Okay.
Eat carbs. Doom, doom.
Mm-hmm.
Doom, 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 doom.
Mm-hmm. No. Wow.
That's fine. I'll die in this hill alone. That's fine.
All right. Joining us for this lovely shit show. I mean, hey, you know, we've got from Beautiful Disasters, Herr Grutz.
What's up?
That's...
It was intense.
That was totally.
It was.
Was it? A little bit? Yeah.
It was.
I don't really know how to regulate my voice right now with this fucking bronchitis that's been killing me.
Is it the bronchitis or is it the German in you?
It could be the German.
Let's see. They're very loud, right? Very, very abrupt, very aggressive.
Sometimes.
Why is it every time I see you in like a flannel shirt, like it's not that it works on you, like you do pull off a flannel great, but it does give you this like I just murdered my family suburban dad vibe a little bit.
Well, you know.
Frailty.
Yeah, like frailty. It gives you a frailty vibe.
Oh, I love Bill Paxton.
Yes.
I was thinking more, what's that movie with Tom Arnold where they're like cannibals, but he's like the suburban dad?
Tom Arnold?
Fuck.
Was it Tom Arnold?
I was trying to be fun, and then you just compared him to Tom Arnold. That is fucking rude, sir.
Is it?
It's a bit rude.
Yeah, a little bit.
I didn't mean it rudely.
It does tinge on the fringe of the...
Tom Arnold. Ouch.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's just mean.
Mm.
We're here to jokingly pick on each other as friends, and then you have the gall to compare Groot to Tom Arnold. It's just...
Yeah, man.
You had the gall to do an English accent when you're trying to
that's
do a Scottish
true.
One.
That is true.
So...
That's rough. I'm like, meh.
We balance out here somewhere, so that's...
And the man who balances out all my bassy tone, we got... One of the hosts of Geek Father, Scotty P.
Hey, guys.
Squeaky McGee.
What's up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
You should get into voice work for cartoons.
Yeah.
That's one lung action right there.
Yeah,
right? Hey, one and a half. It was only a half lung that collapsed.
Scotty right. Half lung.
Yeah,
that's right.
See? There you go. Right.
I am the walrus. Cuckoo, cuckoo.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
The man of many nicknames.
Goddamn, too many to write down. I'm not
yeah,
even
no shit.
But hey, glad to be back.
Absolutely.
Hey.
Yeah. And after that, we've got the starter of this whole fucking thing. I'm Mike Dava Bigot.
Yep. Yeah, I'm here. I love this part because I don't have to do shit. Mm-hmm. I can just make Lowdown's life a little bit more difficult.
Not really, dude.
Like, what are you doing to edit this? Like, I mean,
this is what I'm saying. Like, yeah, dude, it's literally just like
sometimes like I literally listen through just to come up with the episode title, and that's pretty much it. Because there's nothing I can do to this.
That's right. Like trying to make a smash burger round. Just leave it.
Yeah, just leave it. Fine. Yeah,
it's fine. It's not going to make a perfect circle.
No,
just
you're
chill.
Good. It's fine.
It's okay.
It's okay. Perfectly fine.
Just season it.
Will
be good.
People like the edges a little crispy. It's fine.
I mean, that's one of the reasons to get a smash burger.
Absolutely right.
Fucking
smash burgers are trash.
You're trash, Tom Arnold. Fuck you.
See, now you don't feel so bad about that, do you?
Actually, a high five on the Tom Arnold. Fuck you.
What smash burgers are amazing.
I like to be able to order a burger that I can get cooked to a temperature.
Have you eaten a smash burger?
Maybe I've only had shit ones.
Okay.
That sounds like it if you're crapping
on. You can't go into
bad.
A smash burger expecting the same thing as a half-inch thick burger.
Right.
Well, obviously.
That's the only difference.
You can a preference, but if you just sit there and say they're garbage, you're obviously not eating a proper one or one that's
properly done. I had one of the better ones in town, and I was like, this is as good as cookout. Awesome.
Which place is that?
I'm not going to say
we got to know now, man. Come on.
I will say off the air because I like Richmond.
Well,
apparently not their food.
I will say
I like some of the food.
Some of the best burger eaten that I've had was a smash burger, and it's like a few blocks from this studio. So,
fuck yeah.
I will definitely
I still need to eat at that place.
Oh,
I haven't done that yet.
They're great. They're fantastic. I'm talking about Cobra Burger. I don't even give a shit about like giving them a shout out because they're fucking rad. Stoner metalhead dudes that opened up a restaurant, like all this stuff's locally sourced. The beef is fresh. The ingredients are fresh. They don't have tomatoes unless they're in season. That's
where
do
they get their beef from?
I don't know. Somewhere near, like not like in next door, but like I think it's nearby. Like
I mean, there is local beef next door, an hour away.
Within the state.
Regionally, and I don't mean East Coast local, like somewhere actually close by.
Yeah.
Just in case you were questioning that.
Well, and there's a new burger joint that's going to open up between Answer and ZZQ. They're Orange and Answer.
Ardent and ZZQ.
Ardent, that's what it is. Orange and Ardent.
ZZQ folks are opening up the burger joint,
That I think that property is kind of like a mishmash in between those two.
Has weird lines depending on where the building is.
I am definitely down to try their burgers.
ZZQ is orgasmic, okay? It is baller fucking barbecue.
True.
Oh, you like that, Groots? You like that barbecue?
Good barbecue is good.
Good barbecue is good.
I like
that.
I like
was very deep.
I like the ledge you just went out on. Good barbecue is good.
That
was heavy.
There's a place near me called Hogshead Cafe.
Hogshead is very good.
They have an obscene menu item called the big baller. No, what the fuck? Big boner.
Big boner. Yeah.
That shit is so obscene.
Some of the one by West Tower, right?
Yeah.
I've had their
pound of sausage.
Have you had their pork wings?
Wrapped in bacon.
Bacon.
With fucking like slaw and like either short ribs or like pulled pork on top. It's obscene. It's like a pound and a half of meat.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, it's
I've
so
had their
good.
Pork wings, which were fucking
phenomenal. Those are good, yeah. But what he's talking about, fuck. I'll put that hot wiener in my mouth.
I don't think I'd eat the whole thing. I'd probably shit myself as soon as I like got done eating.
Barbecue is one of those things that you got to be prepared for what happens after as well.
No, it's not about either. It's about that level of pork at once if I ate all of it.
Yeah.
Like,
I gotta say, we are lucky that even though we aren't in the deep south per se, we do have a decent number of decent barbecue places around town. Like Oak and Apple's right down the street, and they're pretty solid.
I haven't tried them. The only thing down here I've had is Alamo.
Alamo's fine. Nothing against Alamo at all, but it's just fine. I've never been like blown away by Alamo.
I agree.
It's solid, inexpensive barbecue. It's not expensive.
You could walk to if you wanted to.
Yeah, and they do like big, like barbecues, like pulled pork barbecue burritos and shit that are awesome. But if we're talking just like the meat itself, like the ribs, the fucking pulled pork, all that, it's just fine. I mean, I'm not complaining.
You mean you don't like Famous Dave?
They're closed.
For good reason.
Yeah.
Like that Mission Barbecue.
No, I do like their brisket. It's fucking good.
Mission Barbecue is not bad. You got to pick certain things. Just get a couple.
Yeah, their brisket's good, and their jalapeno cheddar smoked sausage is fucking good.
Those are baller, man.
Have you eaten there?
You know,
I've been there. It's fine.
Yeah,
yeah.
The pulled pork and brisket they made at the mill was really good.
Yeah, that's true.
I need to go back there. I haven't been in the mill in months, but like that place, legit good food, the entire menu. It's really hard to do a big menu like that and everything be really damn good, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, this is
welcome to Pork Talk.
Right. I was about to be like, Richmond restaurants of pork.
Oh, well, I mean, if we're talking about meat and meat, let's bring it into the Midnight Club. Because
there's stories and stories.
There's stories and stories. But also, I mean, if we're going to, I mean, this is the after show. So, like, we got to get a little nasty, right?
Mm.
So,
get nasty.
So, before Anya died, like, who was she, like, stump fucking?
That was hard. Holy shit.
Well, she had the ex boyfriend, right? Like,
he wasn't making regular trips to give her some dick either, though.
But he wasn't even, we don't even know technically if he was a boyfriend. We knew that she probably wanted him.
There was clearly something going on. Like,
there could have been some friends with benefits. Who knows? Possibly.
I mean, what was the real relationship of the last roommate?
True.
What put Tristan in the ICU of the hospice?
Did the stump kind of break those hips?
Right. I mean, she was bedridden.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. Was she ridden in bed?
We'll just say yes. All the above.
This goes back to, like, that is the most unrealistic part of this. Like, I signed off on, like, fucking free hospice care in a fucking amazing mansion that's near a fucking beach and also near these magical woods with healing powers and shit. All good. Cult used to be there, healing basement, like, secret basement, cool. Everything's fine. The one thing I didn't sign off on is the fact that these kids aren't fucking enough. Like, they're just not. They're not fucking enough.
I mean, teenagers in the 90s, they're... I agree. There should have been more banging probably happening. I mean, yeah. I mean, they were. I'm sure they were fucking.
Like, there's two kids that you can, like, take off the menu of choices for, like, kids fucking, and that's just because that they were the only gay kids. It was the rich girl whose parents jet set and stuff.
That's right.
And then the other dude
Spence.
That they didn't have anybody that may have been necessarily interested in. But then there's also that, like. But who would have tried, though? Like, who would have been...
The religious girl, bet, probably one of the previous kids that was there. There was none of the current kids, but I bet you there was a previous kid.
She just took it in the pooper, because, you know, loophole.
It doesn't count if it's in the poop hole.
God's loophole.
It's called the poop hole loophole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's the kind of sin that God can't see.
Yeah.
Dark side of the moon.
I don't know, man. With those meds, though, I'd be a little wary about sticking my dick in that canal, dude. I'm like, come out with something on you.
Yeah, so it can get dirty in multiple ways.
There's a reason why all those rooms had their own bathrooms. You know?
Yes. Like, yes.
So true. Could you get
a communal bathroom in that joint? Like, all the fucking, God. Like, the chemo shits that were being taken in there?
The slaughter-rama. Splatter-rama.
Yeah, right.
Well, I mean, the amount of morphine they were dealing out to those kids, too.
Oh, true. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That would be an opiate, so that would actually stop them up. So maybe that counteracted. Yeah,
they'd be puking all over the place.
Well, they were.
Yeah,
because chemo.
Yeah, there were. Yeah, drugs were bad.
Wait, none of them were on chemo. It was just the drugs they were on. They were all on like multiple different drugs.
Well, the whole thing of why Anya messed up is because she was hoarding her shit. Is what fucked her.
She was hoarding morphine.
Yeah, which she got morphine, but she would hoard it and then like OD on it
because she was a baller.
She was an addict.
She was a baller.
That was another thing.
But if I'm dying, I don't give a fuck.
Truth.
Fuck that.
Every time I've had a conversation with friends about their abusing drugs, like, it's not later that day that they overdose. Like, where it's that quickly that it's like, reap what you sow. There's like 15 years that go by of them abusing the drug before it becomes a fucking problem.
But the thing is, but the common story is they get clean and then they start doing it again, then they OD. Yeah, and right. So Anya got clean.
Yeah, because
or she didn't do it as frequent. And so when she took it, she took a lot, and there you go.
You know. Especially when things were getting worked up there during that.
Yeah, exactly. But also, if I'm the one to die, I don't give a fuck. I'll be high as a goddamn kite. Fuck you.
Hell yeah.
You gonna arrest me? Go ahead.
I think if you hit 95, drugs are legal for you. Like, I think.
Yeah, I feel like Anthony Hopkins is like a prime like example of that, because I don't know honestly if he is just doing all the drugs in the world, but that motherfucker's Instagram is full of just gloriously fun things of him basically going eccentric.
It's
amazing.
I see Anthony
Hopkins. He'll just post a picture of him dancing with a top hat and rapping into a fucking cell phone. Like, But not into the, you know, but like also videoing him. It's hilarious. He just does this random shit. I love it.
I bet I can see Anthony Hopkins doing opium. I bet you that's his, like.
Not with that energy.
No. He's very energetic.
He does it. He chills the fuck out, and then he just bounces up, and then he's ready to
go. There's one image of him where he was in front of a green screen. It was like he was in space in like a ship, and he's wearing like this Star Wars style like rebel fucking helmet, and he's like Star Command. Like, and he just goes through this whole like monologue.
Dude, that motherfucker found Molly.
Dude is awesome.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. No shit.
He found Molly.
But if you guys aren't following him, including you listeners, like that motherfucker posts some of the most hilarious, fun shit that I see on social media because it's so innocent. He doesn't give a fuck. He's just like, whatever, dude.
And he probably doesn't give a fuck for as much as that man has done and like.
Exactly.
He doesn't care.
He's at the level of where he could do like bad grandpa level, which I know that wasn't him, but like that level of bad.
Oh, yeah.
Where you have like, that's just an example of a really good actor doing a really bad fucking movie.
Yeah.
He could do that level for the rest of his days and he would still be known as like one of the most iconic actors in history. Like, there's no ruining his.
No.
Well, unfortunately, you cannot remember
sully his name.
You remember Transformers 3 or whatever.
See,
one.
See, why? Everybody laughs that he's in it, but nobody says he's ruined his career.
Right, exactly, yeah. Who? Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Robert De Niro for a second.
No, well, he was.
Made reference to that movie that he did called Bad Grandpa.
Yeah, but
where he got fucked by Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, that's awesome.
That's probably why he signed up for the movie. He's like, oh, I get to like
I get to like dry
legitimately
home.
Legitimately why she signed up for the movie. She was like, I am 100% committed. She said this on interviews with Conan and shit. She was like, I'm 100% committed to fucking Robert De Niro on screen and I'm going ape shit.
I would fuck.
She did.
That's awesome.
I would fuck Robert De Niro.
She freaked his ass out.
Okay.
That is awesome.
She freaked him out so much he didn't recognize her at the rap party because she was normal. He was like, who are you?
Oh, damn.
Oh, that's amazing.
My, that's my girl. That's
I was about to say, I love Aubrey Plaza as well. So, you know.
This is just my thing. Like, she is, like, from almost a 10, she just lacks that booty. She has, like, no ass. And it breaks my heart. Because if she had an ass, she would be, like, the ultimate woman to me.
I'm still good. I'm
very picky about having some sort of dunka.
Some dunka.
You're just picky.
Yes.
Picky.
Very much so.
Have you watched Ana de Armas in the Marilyn movie?
Mm-mm.
It's maybe the best movie that came out this year.
I don't know.
I have a little
interest in seeing that movie. I mean, for her, great. But like for the movie itself, I've heard it's some fucking garbage.
Everyone is reading it wrong. It is not meant to be a biopic. Okay? It is a fucking piece of art. It is goddamn amazing.
Okay.
It is completely what it is supposed to be. It is almost, it's really almost a satire piece. It's awesome. What it says about American culture, like, holy fuck. Just watch it. It's long, and it's like 2.5 fucking hours long, but it is one of the best written, and it's also by one of my favorite directors, a dude who did Assassination of Jesse James.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
He knows, he knows how to spin a movie.
Yeah. Well, see, I'm waiting for the wife on the Marilyn Monroe one. Like, because
but if you're expecting, this is the story of her life, that's not what you're going to get.
So they're just using Marilyn Monroe as kind of like a starting point for a conversation.
It is a loose adaptation that is taken to the land of satire and sort of like social commentary in a very poetic way. It's really interesting. All I got to say.
I did recently watch, well, not recently. It's probably been like over a month ago now because it hit HBO Max, was Elvis.
I haven't watched Elvis yet.
Laughable. So fucking laughable. Yeah.
Because I've heard like real big, like.
I've heard that
50,
Austin
50
Butler is actually
like,
really good in it.
He's really awesome in it. It's done in the vein of like, you know what they did with the DiCaprio Great Gatsby?
I mean, it's the same director.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's the same director.
That same vein where they incorporate, like, there's a lot of times where they incorporate, like, modern beats mixed with some of the Elvis stuff.
Like, I can dig his style, but, like, when I saw the trailer and I saw that they put Tom Hanks in, like, a fat Jew suit, and I was like, bro, this is so off-kilter.
Oh, you thought that was bad? Did you hear his accent?
Oh,
yeah, in the trailer.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, I cannot watch this. I like Tom Hanks enough
to
know that that's
up
not thing.
How the manager spoke to see if, like, we were making fun of it, but we're like, maybe that's how he talked. No. No. Like, he talked weird, but it wasn't what Tom Hanks was doing. Whoa. I don't know what the fuck, but holy shit. That movie's a fucking fever dream. Like, that movie, wow. Holy shit.
Like, that's the only good part of that movie is Austin Butler. Is that his name?
I heard he's actually really good.
No, because he does a decent amount of the vocals.
Yeah.
Too, so he like
that guy is a decent actor as well.
And if you're gonna pick someone to be the kind of person that would literally make a woman like just where you need a mop underneath of her when you show up,
right?
His looks, yeah, that was the man.
Fair, like, well, no, but I'm even talking about like some of the early acting he's done. Like he's got the chops. I don't know,
fuck all. Then other than Elvis,
all I know is if you want to send somebody's sanity shipped off like the elves at the end of fucking Lord of the Rings, then get them to watch. Serve them some of that hippie tea we were talking about.
Right.
And then get them to watch Cats followed by the Elvis Presley movie, and they'll be gone forever.
Yeah, it is. But like, the fever dream part's right because it's just so coked out. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I heard like just the editing was so frenetic.
Oh, it was
like you literally were getting dizzy. Like in the movie, because it's just like there were cuts and everything.
10, 15 year periods of Elvis's life that they cut down to like a 5 or 10 minute like montage piece of just like fucking garbage that you couldn't even keep track of the shit because it was just all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. It was buck wild. And then weird like dance and singing sequences, but like they didn't cover some of the big moments in his life. Like they didn't do, they mentioned the Hawaii, like the big Hawaii, like simulcast that they did, but they didn't show any of it. Like there was a lot of that kind of shit where these big moments with Elvis also, just glanced over the fact that his wife was 13 or 15 or whatever.
Of course. Yeah.
They totally didn't.
They had her in the movie being like, oh, Elvis, like when he's away at war, being, oh, Elvis, like will people understand us getting married? He's like, yes, Priscilla. Yes, they will. And that's it. They don't talk about her age or any of the fucking issues with that. Nothing. Wow. It's fine.
Well, but figure by up to that point, you've already had Jerry Lee Lewis do it with his cousin. So
But they're also glancing over the fact that later, like, he's known to like have cheated on her like crazy, and they kind of like excuse that where Priscilla's like, I don't mean the women that you fuck when you're on the road, that's whatever, I don't even care, it's about your pills. And it's like excusing the fact that he's just been like fucking other people left
I
and
feel
right.
Like that was actually pretty common.
That may have been, but the fact that they made it this non-event where she was super not
affected by it? Yeah, that was bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a lot of that.
That's exactly bullshit. Why people still have the mentality of the 50s were the golden era. Because, you don't talk about it. It was a shit show. Yeah. But you just don't talk about it.
You don't talk about it, so that's why it was, like,
right.
Perfect.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, he was in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. He was Tex at the end.
Oh.
I'm as real as a donut, motherfucker. And then he gets killed.
I know him from that, yeah.
He did a series, I think it's on Netflix. It was a fantasy series based on a book, a young adult novel series. And he's done some, and again, like, I watched part of it, and I was like, oh, what the fuck am I watching? Like, elves and half-elves and different shit, but the dude has chops.
Was that Winx or something, or was it?
I can't fucking, dude, I don't know. Yeah. You're asking about, talk about a fever dream of when, like, trying to put the kids to bed when they're babies and just going through Netflix because I can't sleep. Mm. So, you know, this was some years ago.
Yeah.
So.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Elvis was, There's a new Tyson film coming out. Apparently, Jamie Foxx is playing Tyson, though.
Yeah.
Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Yes, totally.
I would watch that. I would watch Jamie Foxx playing Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Hey, Hobbit.
We're all made out of stardust.
Get the fuck out.
Hey,
get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out of here.
But I also feel like if there is a prominent black man in history, like Jamie Foxx is going to try for the role. Like,
that's true.
That's true. He's done a few.
Ray Charles and.
I mean, he and Will Smith are just trying to like get all the role. I mean, Chadwick Boseman did a pretty fucking good job for his short career.
He also did very more influential to the movement movies.
No, true. You know, Jamie Foxx.
Not like entertainment versions.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx needs to up his game. He needs to actually get the face tattoo. That's method acting.
But that right didn't happen until the late 90s.
Exactly. Yeah. So like that was like his second return after his prison turn.
Right.
Jamie Foxx really leaning in on the lisp like super fucking hard to the point where it's actually
His stand-up, he's mimicked Tyson so much. That's probably why they called him. Was like, hey, so we're working on a Tyson biopic. What's up? He's like, I got it.
Yeah,
I mean, but he answered in the Tyson voice. He's like, I got this shit.
It's ludicrous. It's ludicrous.
Ludicrous.
The thing is, though, like, we could all talk shit about his fucking voice, but he would literally kill all of us.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
With one punch.
Even to like, this day, no, like right now,
I watched
now.
Him train for the other. Even though that fight was bullshit, I watched him train and the speed and the power because they were registering
Dude,
his punches. That
yes.
motherfucker is a beast to
yes,
this day.
He is.
He would literally murder us with one punch.
Absolutely.
That fucker is insane.
You know what though? You saw that YouTube video of the guy that was harassing him on the plane?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And somehow no. he didn't knock that motherfucker's head off.
He knew
off.
It was being filmed.
That was probably like
he
kind of speed.
He kind of yeah. like roughed him a little bit, but like...
Now go back and look at his training videos from the fight he had just done with what the fuck's his name, like last two year and a half ago. Like, yeah, he held back hard on that, but he knew he was being filmed, right? Like, he was... I'm pretty sure he was aware that if he just went ahead and like... put that dude into a coma.
Have you?
He does he want legal actions at this You're point
right,
in his
right,
life?
Do you
yeah.
know a YouTube channel called Chiseled Adonis?
Mm-mm.
All right, you need to look that shit up because he has a whole series of the entire career of Mike Tyson, and it's fucking hilarious. Like going through every fucking like his rise and fall and rise and fall. Because
if you now if someone done to Mike Tyson back in the late 80s, early 90s, he would have went to jail because he would have fucking.
Oh just, yeah, yeah, wait, absolutely.
Let's be fair. He should have been in jail this whole time. Like let's not forget that he's a fucking rapist. Like I mean he's not a good dude.
Mm.
That's yeah.
happened long enough ago because that was like the late 80s.
Yeah, no,
90s
he spent like 3 years. He
spent 3 years in prison.
Yeah,
yeah.
for that
yeah.
shit.
Yeah, but yeah. like
wife abuser.
Yeah, I mean he's a bad fucking dude. Like it went on long enough that you know the fucking the memory of the public just kind of like disappears after like a year, maybe tops.
You
but.
Remember Warrior, obviously.
Yeah.
Every time that Tom Hardy fought in that, and he knocks the motherfucker out in the thing, he just walked the fuck away and like walked out of the ring.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what fucking Tyson did.
Yeah.
Every time he knocked a motherfucker down, he just walked back to his corner and just
yeah.
waited.
And I wasn't yeah. speaking to Tyson as a person. I was speaking to him as a fighter.
Oh yeah, as a fighter. Yeah.
I respect him as a fighter because he is literally like one of the greatest. You got like him, like Ali, Foreman, like Sugar Ray.
Yeah.
Like those fighters. Because I'm not because of what he did in his personal life, I'm not taking away anything from him about being an awesome fighter. That'd be bullshit. He's an amazing fighter.
Well, and also, like, there is that conversation, and it's not to take away from what happened or the seriousness of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
When you are a fighter and like the entire tone of your life is to be the most
aggressive,
the most violent, like what does that do to like your attitudes about everything else?
Well he already came from that background, which is why when he found fighting, he naturally leaned into it and became
yeah.
a beast at it.
Yeah.
He grew up aggressive. Like, he never had anything. I don't think when that shit happened. And I remember all that over the news. Cause, you know, I was fucking a kid. I was like 9
yeah,
when that
yeah.
shit happened.
Yeah, yeah.
That, like, I don't think he had had anything up to that point in his life to show him how to not be yeah. that way.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not excusing anything.
No.
Right. That was just horrible shit. I'm just saying, like, I think he found that and went with that. And he lived in that.
Absolutely,
continuously.
Well, unfortunately, if that's how you're raised, like, or that's what you learn to do to get by, and then you get famous for some.
Become a millionaire. He became a millionaire for being a fucking like aggro beast.
It reinforces that behavior to
yes,
a degree.
Yes, exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And again, no excuse for fucking rape, especially not for raping, right. but also just hitting your fucking spouse.
There's a bar that we all need to hit. You know, yeah. like there. So I don't care.
Which is not your wife is not that bar.
Yeah, no.
Your wife is not that bar.
No, that is true. No, but I mean, you can draw a parallel in a lot of ways to like guys, you know, that are in the armed forces that go over.
Mm-hmm.
And have to do like hard fucking terrible shit.
Yeah.
And come back and try to reacclimate to like regular.
Because there's no reacclimation
society.
In our society. We brainwash them and send them over there
really
to be a
isn't.
Killing machine, but there's no reacclimation when
now,
they come back.
Like, welcome
yeah.
back.
Now, a guy like mm-hmm. Tyson, you put experiences like that on top of it, and then you put like, here's $20 million.
Well, yeah, that's
like,
because all they
and
care
the,
about.
And the fucking celebrity and all the attention, like. It's got to drive you crazy.
Yeah,
it doesn't excuse anything.
You are
no,
paid,
but it doesn't help the psyche.
You are paid to do a job. You are paid to entertain. You are paid to do this. But the problem is that what at least common sense people are realizing is that you're not getting paid or the right attention to bring it on. Like that, you know, a weird metaphor is like some of the actors who do the method acting and they get so ingrained in a character that. They're no longer their real person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, as an entertainer or fighter.
You don't know. You were never taught that when the cameras are all not flashing and the lights are out, you need to bring it back a little bit.
And the same thing with veterans over there, where it's like that's what the VA is supposed to be about, what certain things are supposed to be about, but there's no funding, it's a 5-minute debrief of, okay, and go back and we'll call you when we need you again.
Oh, the VA is a fucking joke in this country.
Right, like, unfortunately.
Yeah. Veterans deserve so much more than they're getting, but...
Oh, God, yeah, this is true. At least there's a way to end this episode, man. Great way to land this plane here. All right.
Yeah. Well, it could be teenagers with cancer.
Much like... Right? I mean...
hey, at least they don't have to worry about getting shitty later in life.
Just stump funky.
And at least it's not fucking teenage veterans with cancer, because that's the double duty.
I'm just saying there's an upside to dying young.
What, do we live in China?
There's an upside to dying young. You can't do that much bad shit.
At 19, yeah, that's true. You know, like,
but still. Yeah.
I mean, it's a tight window, but it's possible. It's possible. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, you know, I mean, if Cobain...
They don't have the EPA over there, so there's a lot of cancer-causing agents.
If Cobain hadn't offed himself, maybe he would have, like, you know, taking that shotgun butt to the old wifey, you know.
That's true.
You never know.
I don't. Do we give a pass for that since it's Courtney Love? I'm sorry, that's fucked up.
I'm going to plead the fifth on that answer. I'm going to plead the fifth.
It's not the best landing we've had, but we got to land this plane.
Sorry, folks, that was fucked up. So much like
take me home.
Much like Tyson would knock our lights out, I'm cutting lights out on this fucking episode.
Yeah.
That is it. We are done. Just go the fuck home.
GUI Nights. GUIPodcast.com.
In a world with too many reboots and remakes,
two men will stop at nothing to make it even worse.
Join Mike the Hobbit and Tondi as they play by their own rules while pitching new takes on some of your favorite and least favorite films and TV shows. What podcast would dare to bring this upon the world?
This is Smack My Pitch.
Hey guys, Scotty P here with Smash
on your left.
And we are
the Geek Fathers.
That's right, bringing all the trials and tribulations of being a geeky parent.
So welcome to our world.
And as always, join us
or cry.
Coming straight from the mouths of madness, I'm Lowdown.
I'm F.U. Hunter.
Do you love horror?
We fucking do.
So this is a podcast dedicated to all things in cinematic horror. We're talking movies, television, composers, special effects artists. We're going to fucking cover it.
So if you love horror,
embrace the madness.
Mike the Hobbit here.
Lowdown Brown.
Inviting you to check out Geek Some of the Influence, a podcast that pairs booze with conversation with good friends.
And a little nerd culture.
We get a lot of colorful conversation out of our episodes, but it is here for everyone. No gatekeeping.
Always level up everything we do.
We'll punch up, never punch down.
Exactly.
So check out Geek Some of the Influence anywhere you get your podcasts and join us or die.
Shut the fuck up, Hobbit. Welcome to GUI Nights.
GUI Nights.
Yeah, I am Lowdown Brown. With me as always,
Mike the Hobbit.
This is the tangential side of GUI.
This is like so many of those other shows that has the after the show bit mixed with a little bit of Baywatch Nights, so it's a little sexier. It's a little bit after hours.
Also while tying it into the previous episode of GUI, so look forward to that too, because this comes out the week after the flagship hour-long episode.
So make sure to check out GUI Nights, and when you're done, you can
go the fuck home.
name is Amy Bogard.
And I'm Mike the Hobbit.
And we are the hosts of Deeply Upsetting, where we use our expertise to answer your most upsetting hypothetical quandaries, such as, what non-wiggin animal deserves wings?
And what body part deserves a secret mouth?
Which cryptid is the worst roommate?
These questions and more that plague you will be answered on Deeply Upsetting, available anywhere you get your podcasts and at GUIpodcast.com.
In a world of blockbuster movies, there is another dimension.
The dimension of schlock cinema. Join us at Beautiful Disasters on a journey into the fringe territory of B-movie abandon.
We review the flicks that are forgotten or underappreciated to give them a proper place in the annals of celluloid history.
I'm the Groots.
F.U. Hunter.
Your guides at Beautiful Disasters. Come along with us for a fun ride.
May the schlock be with you.